Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Women Truckers Network, the first trucking radio program hosted by real women truckers. The Real Women in Trucking is a 501c6 driver organization whose mission it is to deliver highway safety through leadership, mentorship, education, and advocacy. You can learn more about becoming a member at www.realwomenintrucking.org.
Okay, today is the big day. Hi, everybody. This is Desiree. I am in sunny Florida. I hope you're somewhere sunny. And we've been waiting a long time to announce these winners that we have today, the Queen of the Road and the Trucking Industry Trailblazer Award recipients. The award ceremony is going to be on Our Lady Truck Driver Cruise that we host, and we are going to be leaving on May 20th from the port of New Orleans. The ship is sold out, we found out, so whoever's booked gets to come with us. If you haven't heard, we have a film crew coming with us. They have done work for PBS NewsHour, National Geographic, Frontline. So we're super excited because we're going to be able to spend some time with them. Of course, Road Pro is the Queen of the Road Award sponsor. We have a representative from Road Pro coming with us. And our diamond sponsor is Ackerman and Tillageff. We are going to have a lovely, lovely welcome mixer with some beautiful catering and mimosas and Bloody Marys. It's going to be awesome. Our conference events will also have some refreshments and Danish on our days at sea. There will be, during the Queen of the Road Awards, some really nice sandwich, smorgasbord, and some other appetizers with a cash bar. And then in our closing conferences, we're going to have a presentation from Emway CEO Christine Lohman on how to book your own loads with some chocolate-covered strawberries, mini chocolate cakes, and mini red velvet cakes with coffee and tea. And that's going to be our night, last night on the cruise. It's going to be super fun. We're going to Belize, Isle of Roatan, Mahogany Bay, which is offshore from Honduras, and Cozumel, Tulum. So it's going to be a wonderful trip. Hopefully next time some of you can join us. We're having our historic walking tour there in the French Quarter the night before we leave on May 19th. We hope we see you there. If you can only join us for the historic walking tour, let us know. We need to RSVP everybody, so we have small groups for the tour guide that's going to be taking us on that. We're meeting in front of the old Absinthe House on Bourbon Street at 5 p.m. on May 19th. So I think that might be all for my announcements. My co-host this evening, again, is Donna Smith, the Lifesaver. Donna, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm working the switchboard, and I'm checking to see who's on for the show. And by the way, for everybody listening, if you're listening from your internet and you want to call in, the number to call in is 646-200-0616. And then if you want to be a part of the show, just click one on your keypad, and that'll give us a little alert. We've got some of the ladies on the line here now. We're waiting for the rest of them to come on. But, Desiree, did you want to take a short break and then continue on? Take a commercial break?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. And I think that you have some things that you would like to say before we get started on this, correct?
Okay, yeah. When we get back, I'd like to talk about a very serious issue that's going on in the trucking the trucking industry. And we'll talk about that. It's the Denham Amendment, and we will get to it when we get right back.
What's a woman to do when she is discharged from the Army, loves a challenge, and wants career security? That's what runaway truck driver Misty Warner asked herself when she was 21 years old. The answer, trucking. Redaway is hiring women who take charge and want the freedom, pay, benefits, and the security of driving a truck. Get more information about a truck driving career at redaway.com on our careers page, or talk to an expert on our hotline, 866-582-1320. Misty and a growing number of women like her are getting behind the wheel of a career that's always in demand.
You're tuned in to the Women Truckers Network, the first trucking radio program hosted by real women truckers. You can learn more about becoming a member at www.realwomenintrucking.org.
Alrighty. Well, welcome back. Yeah, we're back. I'm just checking the switchboard here and trying to get everybody who's supposed to be on. Okay, I see another one. Well, there's two 269s, so I got to see which one is which. Okay. Everybody who is supposed to be on the show tonight, there's a lot of callers on the line, so just press 1 on your keypad, and that'll let us know that you're in the queue, and we can open it up when you're ready. Getting back to the Denim Amendment that we were going to talk to, can you hear me all right, Desiree?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, because I thought I lost you up here. People are dropping on and off, probably just some bad connections. But anyway, what's happening right now, there's a big call to action to call the Senate about a bill, the FAA reauthorization bill, and an amendment which is in it, and it's called the Denim Amendment. And in a nutshell, what this Denim Amendment would do, if it's passed, it would pretty much put a nail in the coffin for drivers who ever want to get paid for all time. I know there's a big surge going on with in the trucking community where drivers are fed up with detention time, especially now with the ELD mandate and enforcement that's come in. So their wages haven't gone up in 35 years. They spend a lot of using up their hours, empty time at the loading docks. They do a lot of extra tarping and paperwork and extra non-driving tasks, and they're not paid because most drivers get paid for the miles they drive. It's called piecework wages. So what happened is a little bit of history of this. There are states that have labor laws which say if you run in our state, you are going to have to be paid for all time by your employer. And they also allow for meal and rest breaks. And it's a 10-minute rest break every 4 or 5 hours and a 30-minute meal break, which can coincide with the federal 30-minute break. Now, drivers do not have to take these rest breaks. They can waive them. But the law in these states, and some of the states are Oregon, Washington, California, and there's a few others. But what they say is even if you waive your rest break, your employer still has to pay you for the 10 minutes. So, and they also enforce, assert that the employer has to pay you for all waiting time, all work that you've done other than your miles driven, and this pay has to be separate from your miles driven. Well, the carriers, the ATA members, the carriers, didn't like this, and they fought it in court. Well, actually, they were being sued because they didn't want to pay this extra hourly wage, either waiting or the 10-minute breaks for their drivers. And they lost. They lost in court. And then it went to the circuit court. And they lost again. And then it went to the Supreme Court. And they lost again. And their argument was that state labor laws are interfering with interstate commerce. And they were pretty much laughed at because labor laws have nothing to do with interstate commerce. Well, after losing so many times, the ATA and their cast of characters lobbied over to Congress, and they got a gentleman called Jeff Denham, a Republican out of California, to include the Denham Amendment. And it was first included in the 2015 FAST Act transportation bill. And we had a lot of people calling in and a big ruckus about it, and it didn't get through the Senate. It did pass in the House. But it never, I believe when it got to reconciliation between the Senate and the House, I don't think it passed. I'm pretty sure that's how it went. But either way, it didn't get through it. They tried four other times in four different other bills. And this last time, it was inserted in the 11th hour on a Thursday at 4 p.m. in the FAA reauthorization bill. And that's actually an aviation bill, but there's a trucking transportation section in that bill. And it went in there. Well, that only gave truckers this time, because it was at the last minute, 3 days to call in. And I'll tell you what, we are just so proud of everybody because they've really called in. Actually, it was 4 days they had. I believe the vote was on a Tuesday, and so that's Friday, Saturday. So they had 4 days to call in. And they had the vote, and it indeed passed the House. But the beauty of it was when Jeff Denham, the author of the Denham Amendment, spoke, and he said that one of his arguments were how it's unsafe. Drivers are going to have to stop immediately and pull over on the side of the road, and it's going to be unsafe. There's not enough parking now, and they're going to be losing money because by the time they find a parking spot, you know, they're rushing and this and that. And Peter DeFazio, who I want to give a big round of applause to, who defended the truckers, he did call him on that. And he said, no, the truckers don't have to stop immediately to take their 10-minute rest break. They can waive it. And so this is not an issue. And then he went on to say all the sacrifices truckers make and all the time they waste at docks. And this is nothing more than just these states are just protecting drivers from working excessive amounts of hours without pay. So anyway, it did pass the House, and just to let everybody know how the votes ended up, let me pull it up. Okay, the Republicans voted with the ATA for the Denham Amendment, 217-12, and the Democrats voted against the Denham Amendment, most of them. Only five of them voted with the ATA and voted for the Denham Amendment, and 181 voted against it. So that's where we stand. There's a PDF up on Facebook. You know, if you want either Desiree or myself to send you the link, we'll be happy to show it to you. But the bottom line is there's a vote in the Senate in May or June. I would assume it's going to be May so they could rush it along. And it's imperative that you call your senator and tell them enough is enough with the anti-trucker wage amendment, the Denham Amendment, which will prevent legally by law drivers getting paid for all their time. And not only that, but it preempts states' rights to protect employees from labor abuse. So if you have any questions about it, you can raise your hand or, boy, we've got a lot of people on the line right now, Desiree. I'm gonna let you take it over so I can try to match these phone numbers with some of the numbers I have on my list.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving us that overview. I appreciate it. We want to educate as many drivers as we can. We really saw a good showing this time after talking about this topic for a couple years now. So really congratulations to all of the drivers. You really pulled together, but we got to do better, and we got this Senate thing coming up. But let's get to the awards. The awards, the Queen of the Road Awards, were a way to have a dignified award for the women truckers who a lot of times were being overlooked. You know, we'd hear some other awards emerging, but they weren't really letting, you know, it was either for female executives that were always getting the award year after year. Is always a female executive that's from, it was like a loud thud, you know, for the lady truck drivers. And then this other contest appeared that was really, you know, sort of missed the mark altogether. And so we wanted to do something different, Queen of the Road. And that term, of course, you know, the King of the Road song. But when I did the Dan Rather show and they named it Queen of the Road, I was like, oh, my God, why did you name it that? That's horrible, because I had just started in trucking, and it was my first year. And to call me that, I was like, why? I wish you wouldn't have named it that. But it's television, and they're trying to sell something. So I always felt like there were so many other people that deserved to have that title. But I understand that they were trying to sell the show. So we stayed with that for this award, and in addition added a Trucking Industry Trailblazer Award for women who really have, stuck their neck out, blazed a trail for others. I've seen just in the last few weeks so many women who have just entered the industry in the last 4 or 5 years that really do not have a clue of who stuck their neck out so that things are so easy for them now. And we want to make sure that there's some sort of history timeline established, because so much of it has been erased in the past. We saw that with Bitsy Gomez's story in the Coalition of Women Truckers in the late 1970s. And so the first year of the Queen of the Road Awards and Trucking Industry Trailblazer was last year, 2017. You can read about that on our blog. There's YouTube videos of Dolores Gomez accepting the award for her mother, who passed away, unfortunately, before we were able to give it to her and recognize her properly. So I'd rather recognize these ladies while they're still with us, and that's why we wanted to get this thing rolling. So we're going to start out. There's five awards altogether. Two are Trucking Industry Trailblazer Awards, and three are Queen of the Road Award recipients. So I have asked certain people to call in at certain time slots, and the first person, and I don't have their bios in front of me, maybe Donna can help me out with this, it's going to be at area code 310.
I'm checking it out now.
Do you have anybody?
Oh, yes,
with that?
We have Tracy Ellis.
Yes, Tracy Ellis is our first Trucking Industry Trailblazer Award recipient. So let's talk to Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hello?
Yes,
I'm
here.
Oh, just fine. Hello.
How are you? Congratulations. It's so nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's a privilege to be on air. Thank you.
We learned about your story because someone nominated you, and I'm so glad, because we would have never known. A lot of us are over-the-road drivers, so we have our own little bubble that we exist in. But I'm on Twitter, and I follow a lot of the other drivers, the port driver story, the things that are going on in the ports. And so I have followed, but I didn't know about you in particular. So read your story, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. I want you to tell us a little bit about it. I don't know if anybody – you were number nine on the the nominee thing, and I want to – I got a little bit of it. You grew up in California. I was born in Los Angeles. And and so I'm familiar. My dad was a fisherman, so we were always around the port there. And Bitsy Gomez, who I just mentioned, she was a teamster and worked around the port. She passed away a couple years ago, but she drove up until her 70s. So it made me wonder, are you a teamster or are you with a?
Yes, I am. I'm with 848.
848. I wonder, I'm going to ask her daughter and ask her if she is with, if Bitsy Gomez was with the same local as you, because she lived in Long Beach also. Tell us about yourself, Tracy, and tell us about the bio that we read that kind of captured all of us.
Yeah, I'm reading some of it now, and it's an amazing bio. You've gone through quite a bit. I mean, I'm just reading apart fiberglass pieces in the air ducts and rush to the hospital, ICU. I'm just picking up little pieces, so... You've overcome a lot. Did you feel comfortable sharing this with us?
Yeah, you know, I have nothing to hide. I started trucking back in 2001, and I've been through a whole lot of horrors associated with it, especially with these ports. And you know, I don't know where to begin, you know.
You had a port truck, but was it in one of these lease programs?
Yes. My first truck, I bought it. It was a, 86 cab over Freightliner. And, you know, I love that truck. It was, you know, a bucket, but, you know, it got me into the business. And then the Clean Air Program came along years later where we had to get rid of our paid-off trucks and we're forced into leasing from these companies that, you know, the whole Clean Air Act, you know, situation was kind of a bait and switch. At the time, we felt that, you know, we trusted the companies to handle, you know, saying the policies and the, you know, the structure and everything. And later on, we found out that the companies actually used all of these policies and trucks and everything against us, where we were locked into long-term leases where we were paying off the trucks, but at the same time, the majority of the people would end up never owning the trucks.
So when you... Were you guys, was it your group that was part of the investigation that was in USA Today at all, or was that a separate situation?
Yes, my local was hand-in-hand with that investigation, I believe. Quite a few people were mentioned in that, and one of the main guys that broke his story, his name was Renee, I believe. I have marched with him on a few occasions, and, you know, we've taken that, story to, the various harbor commissions in this area and, you know, pretty much put them on blast because, you know, as I had mentioned, while, you know, being there is that the whole structure, the initial structure of the whole industry at these ports is basically a structure of, best way to put it is murder. You know, they have these drivers working, you know, below, you know, living wage. Excuse me, I'm just kind of, I wasn't really prepared to really kind of go in all this.
But, okay.
But they have all these drivers working at slave wages, you know, for vehicles that they'll never own. And so, you know, it's forcing these drivers to work against the law, you know, because, you know, even me, myself, I had to work 16, 17, 18, sometimes 2 days straight, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. to get my bills paid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it puts us at a huge disadvantage, which is a public safety threat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, there's just no way a person could continue to work like this, you know what I'm saying, and never have anything to show for it.
Yeah. And we have this problem in over-the-road driving lease programs like this. In your bio, it says that you have become a spokesperson for this, even though you were in this situation and you became sick and had this situation where your truck just had a PM, it sounds like, and fiberglass pieces came in the air ducts. Was there something that shattered in there?
I'm sorry. You know, actually, what happened is that particular truck, I was moving it for the company because I was trying to, you know, get extra change on the side by, you know, coming in off my shift and moving trucks back and forth from the shop. And I turned on the air conditioner because it was a hot day, and the truck had just got out of the shop from, I guess, an accident, and it had fiberglass in the ventilation system. And I accidentally inhaled it.
What a nightmare.
And, in a week later, I was the emergency room, and they gave me prednisone, and an inhaler. And another week after that, I had a severe allergic reaction from the prednisone, and then I went to
ICU.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
So kind of everything came like at the same time, just piling down on you. But
oh my goodness!
But you still speak up for your fellow drivers, and you. It says that you're a shop steward, and you help organize drivers, it says I consider myself a unity coordinator. As a woman, I can navigate different genders and ethnic groups more easily than most men. As a woman of color, I have even more opportunity to unify my coworkers. Without unity, nothing can move forward or change. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really a deep congratulations to you, and thank you for all you give back to the industry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave
really
your... Oh, yeah. So we're talking with Tracy Ellis right now, and she's one of the Trailblazer Award winners. Tracy, I'm going to keep your mic open, if that's okay. And Desiree, I could bring on Tracy Livingston. She's the other Trailblazer Award winner. But I'm going to keep you open, and if you think you want to pop in and say something, I mean, that's kind of how we do it on our show, so I'm not sure if that's how we do it here, but I figure we've got all the award winners together tonight, and we'll just honor them and leave their mics open tonight.
And Tracy, I think you said yesterday that you work nights, so if you you want to stay or however you feel more comfortable. I want to say now that the other Tracy has joined us, we had two Tracys for the Trucking Industry Trailblazer Award recipients this year. They're going to get an award that, and I don't have the award with me, so I can't read what it says on it. And then the award winners will get a shirt that we have made special. It's a limited shirt. It's only made for this event once a year, and we only make 50. So there's only 50 people that get them. This year, it's going to have the image of the Queen of the Road, which we changed a little bit from last year. And on the front, it has a quote that says, courage is grace under pressure, which is a quote from Ernest Hemingway. It's a black V-neck T-shirt. So we need both Tracy sizes, so we can send that to you with your award. And you will also both be getting a $200 Visa gift card. We want to make sure, and we want to make sure we get pull your shirts first, because last year we started getting mixed up with the shirts. Tracy Livingston.
Hello.
Hi, congratulations. You are a Trucking Industry Trailblazer Award winner.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
It's kind of, I guess you'd say, overwhelming. It's been a long run. You know, Desiree has known me from the beginning of how everything kind of started quite negatively, and it was hard sometimes to keep at it. It was
you've been through quite a bit, too.
Yeah, Tracy has. She wrote a post on my original blog in it's almost like a desperate comment she made to a post that I made when I was just learning about the CRST sex harassment cases. And I made a little post about it, and she wrote and said, you know, that the cases were dismissed and she still worked there, and they'd sent a fleet-wide message out, very intimidating. And she didn't know what to do. She couldn't get a hold of anybody. And that was around the time that we were communicating with the Dan Rather producers to do a show. And so when she posted, I was like, look at this. Look at this person that commented. And then the man commented right after her with an anonymous name to apologize to Tracy, and that ended up being Tom Hansen, who came and agreed to be in the show. But Tracy, she stayed there and weathered a lot of storms while all of that was going on. She had a hard time getting a job after that. Some of the things that they asked her during the depositions were really, when she told me about it, I mean, humiliating, but doing that is to intimidate you, to make you go, oh, my gosh, are they going to ask me that in the court? If this ever goes to court, are they going to make me go up on the witness stand and talk about my underwear in front of a jury? That is a tactic to make you run. And, and you have to go, yeah, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to talk about it. Because that's how you win. You win from keep showing up. And Tracy kept showing up, and she didn't walk away. And even though all those cases got dismissed, not because they didn't have merit, but because they were filed wrong from the EEOC, Tracy still went and testified as an expert witness for some of the other gals that did go back and get a lawyer for themselves, because when that dismissal happened and they put that remark in there that the EEOC misfiled, and it's a shame because some of these plaintiffs, they have merit, they're not going to get their justice. That left the door open for those women to go back and get a lawyer and sue again, which is what is happening now. The Monica Stark case, the Sellers versus CRST, we got contacted about another one, that gal's one. But Tracy's been called in many instances to give testimony. So, Tracy, tell me a little bit about, you know, and even the ride-alongs that you've subjected yourself to before any of the other, you know, nobody wanted to stick their neck out like that. So go ahead and talk about some of the things that you did in those years just to stay fighting.
Well, when I was with CRST and going through the depositions, the things that they were asking, a lot of it was personal, and you're in a room with a bunch of lawyers and recorders. They're video recording it, audio recording it, and it was very intimidating, and then they asked things that they really had no right to ask, but because it was just a deposition, they could go a lot of places that eventually would not be allowed in court. And unfortunately with that, I never was able to step up and go to court. And but I had done something because of my previous training in nursing that with that previous training in nursing, I kept everything. I documented everything. My trainer had wrote me love notes and letters and things like this, and I documented this and kept these notes and stuff. And when I got off this truck with bruises on me, I took photographs of it. And I thought I was doing a good thing, which the EEOC loved all this stuff. But the other attorneys were like, why did you keep this? Did you keep this as a souvenir? And it's hard to say, well, I kept it as evidence when I wasn't able to tell anybody while I'm on this truck with them for fear of getting dumped out somewhere. And that's, you know, the biggest fear is getting left just out in the middle of nowhere. And back then, we didn't have Uber, and there was a lot of places where you didn't even have phone signal. So it was, you know, things you had to watch for. And then once I got comfortable with my new position, people were still asking reporters and document people that wanted to document things, they wanted to ride along, and so I invited these people essentially into my home, and I literally had people on the truck with me that had never been in a truck. So they didn't understand that it's not quiet at night in a truck. So they're like, oh, I can't believe how do you sleep? And then I had everything bad that could happen that week. And then when she writes this story, all it is about how I was sleep deprived. I wasn't sleep deprived. I was fine. She was sleep deprived. And so, you know, it's so hard to continue on to try and make the job look like the job it is, and that we are, you know, conscious of what we're doing, and we're conscious of the safety of the motoring public around us. And you have these reporters that are kind of bashing your consciousness by leaving the best parts out.
And right.
I run these roads every day, and I'm conscious of everybody around me.
Well, that you know, it's good to be that way anyway, but, you know, experiences like that make it even more so. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Really, you should be very, very proud of yourself, what you have endured, and how you continue to try to help others in the industry. Oh, I got Desiree back. Let me open her line up. I saw where she dropped off. You there, Desiree? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just having problems with my headset, so
okay.
I'm trying to another one and get out of the gate, because I'm actually just getting finished with a delivery. So if you can bear with me.
I'll tell you what. I have a caller with her hand up. And then we're gonna go to a commercial break, and then we'll come back. with the other ladies calling in tonight. So I'm going to open up area code 623, and let's see. Oh, it's still spinning. My poor computer. Oh, there we go. I believe the name is Jacinda. Well, I think maybe she dropped off. Okay. We're getting a lot of people dropping and then calling back in. Let me just make sure
okay.
She's... Okay. So,
well,
okay. What we're going to do is we'll take a little break and a commercial break from Holland, and then we'll come right back.
Sounds good.
Are you proud of your career? Do you feel challenged and rewarded every day? I do, and it's because I work at Holland. I'm Mel Clark, and I've been a truck driver with Holland for almost 12 years. Trucking isn't just a man's job anymore. Holland is challenging the stereotypes of women drivers. Women can drive these trucks just as well as the men and get paid the same as the men. Holland works with you to succeed and offers competitive pay, outstanding benefits, flexible schedules, and a scenic view better than any desk job. When I come home at the end of the day, I am proud of the job I've done and what I've accomplished. I put in the hard work and I've earned respect. I'm a Holland driver and I want to encourage more women to join our team. If you want to be proud of your career and drive for an award-winning company that pays 100% of your health insurance, offers great pay, overtime, and union benefits, apply at hollandregional.com/careers.
Okay, welcome back. We are the Women Truckers Network, and we have the 2018 Queen of the Road winners and Trailblazer winners revealed. We had the pleasure to talk with Tracy Livingston and Tracy Ellis. Big congratulations to them. That caller did come back. Excuse me, I'm going to open the line up.
Hold on a second, Donna. I told you about that. Hold on. No, it's not. Yes. Thank you. Okay. That's the real trucking part, folks, because I just delivered and I told Donna before the show, I said my only complication could be if the lady guard hangs me up when I'm getting out of here. And that's exactly what happened. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. I've got area code 623 open. And who do we have here?
Hello. Good afternoon. It's Jacinda, Lady Truckin'. How are you? Hi,
oh, we're
Jacinda.
Doing
how
good.
Are you? Hello. Good afternoon. I'm well. Truckin', thank you. How are you, ladies? Good. We're doing
nice
good
to hear
today.
From you.
Out with the same common goal, correct?
Yes, I should hope so. We are just doing our announcements right now. We just spoke with the two Trucking Industry Trailblazer Award recipients, Tracy Livingston and Tracy Ellis. We are going to announce the Queen of the Road winners. And the honorable mentions, and Donna has all of that information because I'm actually working today. You have a YouTube channel, correct? If you want to
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Everybody who you are.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you. My name is Jacinda Lady Truckin. I am a Lady Truckin out of Arizona, a third generation Lady Truckin, and I share all my trucking experiences, the pros, the cons, the reality of the trucking life for women out here on the road. And
okay.
I do have a YouTube channel. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was just going to say I'm glad you could come on and just help us celebrate all these wonderful lady trucker winners today. So that's great.
I am more than proud. I actually get a little choked up because I come from a line of truckers. My mom, my grandma, my grandpa, So I am proud third-generation lady trucking out here.
Wow. That's great. So you've got it in your blood, huh?
Yes, yes. It just came upon me. It fell into my lap, and I found my lifelong passion, and I love sharing it. I don't want to use recruiting, but I encourage people, women and men, that I meet daily to come into trucking. I represent it proudly, and I'm out here doing it. And I've done many different aspects in trucking. I actually had the courage to work through a temp agency, which gave me the opportunity to do many different aspects in trucking. The in-dump, the belly dump, the flatbed, reefer, you name it. And I took a current job that I'm at. I haul through Western states.
Well, that's great. Well, we thank you so much for calling in and sharing and celebrating these wonderful women tonight with us. I'm just going to open the line now for Idella.
Perfect.
Idella, you're accepting one of the Queen of the Road winners.
Yeah.
And that is...
But Donna... But we should first mention that we had 15 nominees, and Jacinda was one of the nominees, and so was Idella. So perhaps we should read the honorable mentions before we move on to the award winners.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
So, because we had a great award cycle this time. We had over almost 1,100 votes cast. We had some awesome women, and I sent an email out to everyone, including the people that nominated them, to say you are more than welcome to nominate your person or yourself again next year. We will open that up probably in January, and we're discussing right now moving the awards to a location before we go on the cruise instead of on the cruise so that more people can attend. So for next year, you know, get prepared, because the bio that you write about your nominee is really what sells them to the readers, because we don't publish a lot about who they actually are. We want you to be caught up in the words that were written about them and cast your vote in that way. So Idella and Jacinda.
I have the list.
They're right here
and
with us.
And also,
okay.
I want to congratulate all these wonderful women. Jacinda, as you know, just shared a little bit about her life and her trucking DNA she was just destined for. And we have Duran and Ramona Sexton, Idella Hansen, Kimberly Bally, Joyce Brenny, D. Sova, Sonia Tucci, and I've got Sonia on the line. I talked to her a little before. Connie Miller and Shelley Lichty. So these are more wonderful women as part of the Queen of the Road's honorable mentions. Congratulations, ladies,
yeah.
All of you. I know you're not all listening, but hopefully you'll listen to the replay. And we're really, honored.
All of the women that are, if they're not already Real Women in Trucking members, and you would like to have a membership, just write us. You'll get a free membership. And if you're not the person that nominated you as a driver and would like one, just write to me and we'll add you to the members only page. And so I think that with that, we are ready to move to the next.
Okay, Idella's. Yeah, Idella's line is open. And
okay.
Do I announce the winner who she's representing tonight, Desiree, or do you, or how do you want to do that?
Sure, you go right ahead.
Okay, Idella tonight is representing Sandy Long, who was a Queen of the Road winner, one of the three. Sandy has, she passed away, I believe, December 21st of 2017. And a lot of people, I still get private messages that they can't believe she's gone. She was really a big voice in the industry. She was opinionated and passionate about the things she believed in. She was very, very convicted on those things. And she began her trucking career working for carnivals. And Idell, I have your line open. You jump in whenever you want. I'm reading a little bit. When she started OTR, the lack of respect was very loud and clear, it says, and it still is. There were many truck stops back then that didn't even have a woman's bathroom. So she we're going way back. She has 40-plus years experience. So she started, you know, way back when not that many women were in trucking. So, Idella, you know, on behalf of Sandy and her award, thank you so much for coming on and accepting this award.
Yes, ma'am. Sandy was a dear friend of mine.
Okay.
And just like us, she drove. She did her work from the seat of her truck and, like the rest of us, by the seat of our pants. Sandy called me back when she started her website called Trutter Trucking Tech, and that's when I got to know her and found out that we had a lot in common. We were interested in women trucking history. We were interested in sexual harassment, respect, safety. She had her website. She had SK Long Enterprises, which she mentored drivers and business people and did a fantastic job. A published author, Arriving Alive and Street Smarts. Arriving Alive was for car drivers, and Street Smarts was for the truck drivers. And if anybody's interested in the things that Sandy had to say and her blog talk, her blogs, if you go to trailertruckingtech.com and read everything, just read everything. She has a lot to say, and it's all in line with what we're doing right now. And she would be very proud to have accepted this award. And I'm very proud to have been asked to accept it for her. And very much appreciate Deb LaBrie nominating her. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, well.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I want to add something. A lot of people don't know this, but we discovered this in 2010 in some research that there was an organization called WTA, the National and International Women's Trucking Association, and their mission, it says, we are the first national and international Women's Trucking Association dedicated to the betterment of women in the trucking industry in North America. The WTA was formed to provide women truck drivers a safe and secure site in order they can find knowledge to help them become professional drivers, instill in them the professionalism needed to promote the positive aspects of the industry, and give them aid if they need to combat sexual harassment and or problems inherent in their jobs or personal lives. Furthermore, we will promote the trucking industry by providing information to the general public in regards to women in trucking, the internet, personal contact, appearances, seminars, and governmental leaders. And it says, an accurate data. And that was prior to any other organizations that currently exist. She was the president and co-founder of that. Not very many people know it, and I hit the link today, and the link still exists. I don't know if there's anything else still on that page, but it's a little factoid not very many people know. So she wrote a lot of stuff, and she really did have a passion for this industry. So we are thrilled that we are able to name her as one of the three 2018 Queen of the Road Award recipients. Idella has made an arrangement to have the plaque in her honor for Queen of the Road. It's a little different. Go ahead and talk about that, Idella, if you will.
Yes, ma'am. Sandy Long was also one of the first TA Petro Citizens of the Year, and her truck stop is in Oak Grove. TA Petro has kindly put all the TA Petro Citizens' portraits up in corporate headquarters. And corporate headquarters has agreed to put this plaque with her picture in corporate headquarters to honor Sandy Long. And hopefully we can get a replica and put it on her portrait at her truck stop in Oak Grove, Missouri.
That's awesome.
That's so nice, Idella.
And I think for the people that have nominated and a group of people have decided, and am I allowed to say this, Desiree, or do you need to say
yep.
what's going to happen
nope.
to her award?
No, go ahead.
Sandy Long's been a good friend of mine. She helped me a lot, and I don't feel that she was, I have not felt that she has been honored as much as she should have been. I mean, definitely been honored. And her award money, besides the plaque going to the TA Petros corporate headquarters, her award money is going to go to Trucker's Final Mile. And
yay!
Hopefully
that's
the gentleman,
nice.
Yes, hopefully the gentleman that runs that, I got hit on the head yesterday, people. I'm dumb.
Robert Palm. Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Palm is listening in, and hopefully, you know, that he will honor Sandy by announcing that the money is coming from the Sandy Long Queen of the Road Award.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we have quite
go.
A few listeners.
Do you want to, while we're on the line, Idella, explain what that organization does, because a lot of people don't know, and they really need to have a lot more exposure, because they do something that's absolutely wonderful and necessary, and it's a shame a lot of big carriers aren't taking care of their own. So,
yes, ma'am. I'm not real familiar with them personally. I mean, I have donated to them, and I have talked to Mr. Palm, and he is a super nice guy, and so is his son. They help drivers that have passed away on the road. They help the families get their loved ones home in whichever fashion, form or fashion they need to be home. But they also help drivers that have been injured or have gotten sick out on the road, help their families get to where they're at to take care of them with medical bills and all sorts of things, and in a very necessary way. And I think they're quite awesome. I think they do a really fantastic job, and Mr. Palm works very, very hard at it. I don't know what all else they offer, but I do know they offer help with the medical and getting families together when they're sick and getting the loved ones home.
Well, that's
yeah.
a fine
they
organization.
Were
fine
yeah.
organization. Yes,
yes,
they were.
Yeah,
they have an auction in the parking lot
yes.
on Saturday
yes.
night. And all monies is donated to Trucker's Final Mile, and I'm positive there'll be another one this year.
Yeah,
okay.
there. Well, this year I think St. Chris is going to be at the auction, but don't quote me on that. You know, maybe they're having both, or maybe they're having a separate auction on a different night for Trucker's Final Mile. But I think St. Chris is going to have an event also. As part of an auction, but we'll see when it gets a little closer.
Both
yeah.
worthy, both worthy, both
but very, very
worthy
calls.
Very,
yes.
Yes, both
very
of
much
yes.
so.
So I'm
so,
very proud to accept this for Sandy.
Yeah, I'm so glad you did. And, you know, you guys were pretty tight, so it's appropriate. Desiree, I'm going to do the last commercial before we have our final two come on, okay?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Branny Transportation.
Hi, my name is April, and my dad is a professional truck driver for Branny Transportation in St. Joseph. We have this great passenger program, so over Christmas vacation, I even get to go with my dad in his new super cool lime green semi-truck. Maybe he will let me honk his horn. Honk, honk. Cool. I really love that he gets home weekly so he can spend time with me, mom, and my stinky little brother. I heard my parents talking about how the pay and benefits at Branny are the best in the industry, whatever benefit means. Oh, and Branny is a Minnesota top 100 workplace. My dad even won a safety award last year. I want to be a professional truck driver like my dad when I grow up. Listen, I know I'm just a kid, but I'd say if your mom or dad is a professional truck driver like my dad, they better check out Branny because they care a lot about trucking families. Hey, good buddy, we'll catch you on the flip side. That means see you later in Trucker Talk. Truckers are so cool.
To learn more about driving opportunities, call 363-6999 or visit BrennyTransportation.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. 2018 award winners revealed, both the Trailblazers, the winners, and our honorable mentions tonight. Desiree, I'm going to open up Renee Swigger's line, okay?
Okay. All right.
Hi, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Renee.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm sad I just had to give up my truck, but I'm good.
Oh, no.
Oh. I'm out for medical reasons right now, and I just had to give up my truck, so.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I hope you can feel, make you feel
like
a little
job.
Bit better. Well,
yeah.
That's good. That's good. Well, Renee, you are one of the 2018 Queen of the Road winners, and
well, thank
you are going to get a $500 Visa gift card and an award, and it's a little truck, but it's not one you could drive, but you could look at it so you can get your health better.
Well, thank you.
It's pretty.
Tell us
a little bit about yourself. Did you know you were nominated?
No, ma'am, I did not. I was reading through the nominations, and I've had a tough medical issue since January, and I was reading through the nominations and feeling like dog poo, and I'm like, read mine, and I'm like, that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
Crying. That's me, you know. But, you know, I was surprised tremendously. I know the people who nominated care and love me very much, you know. So, and that is my job.
I want to just read a little bit of the description about you so we can embarrass you. She's the sweetest and most caring personality. You like to take care of folks by cooking for them. Well, we have that in common, right, Desiree? And
yes.
She loves to cook, and you cook for your office, thank you, to raise money for different charities, and you have a heart of gold. And just recently it mentions that there was a driver that was sick, and it just so happened that this driver fell sick close to your home, and you made him food and stopped to get a few things at the store for him. So you're just a downright, I want to help you person, and that's
yes,
so wonderful. We need more people in all kinds of professions like that. It just kind of warms my heart reading all this about you, and
well,
I'm so happy that you won,
you know,
this award.
I don't ever want to see somebody down. If it was me, I'd hope somebody would come
right
there for me. And, you know, unfortunately, in my world, it's not all about me. I guess it should be some days, but it's not. So, you know,
Yeah.
So, yes,
no,
I think
we do best when we're helping others. I think you know, most of the people on here tonight kind of have that in common, including the host of the show tonight, Desiree.
Well,
so
Idella.
Especially Idella. And that's kind of what we wanted to celebrate is, you know, is the people that do kind of look out for one another, and we need a lot more of that in this industry for sure. So you illustrate that.
Cool.
The person that nominated you felt very strongly, and you got a lot of votes. So you have a lot of people that love you and support you. Mm-hmm. And I hope whatever's going on right now, you're going to be able to work through it. And that's so nice. I want to mention that you are with Brenny Transportation, a wonderful company.
Yes.
We just played their commercial, and you still have a job. So that's, you know, even though you're going through all of this, you have a support system, so to speak, huh?
Yes, I guess I have a very good support system. You know, the drivers with Brenny, Joyce, you know, I keep in touch with Joyce's daughter, you know, to keep her up because she's a nurse. So she understands what I'm talking about when, you know, I had an infected ingrown toenail cut out 3 years ago and it's been infected. And January they pulled the toenail out and I now have infection in the bone. So she's helped me get help, you know, and we have the greatest insurance. I have the greatest company, you know. I guess that's why I was teary-eyed when y'all brought me on, was because I had to give up my truck. But I still have the job, but that was hard, you know. They're very supportive.
Renee?
Yes. She's kind of glossing over it. She not only had a bone infection, they were talking about taking her toe. So I guess losing the truck was more important than losing her toe. But she's not going to lose her toe. So I just wanted to point that out. You can see what's more important to the truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have the at least 6 to 8 weeks on IV antibiotics, which I'm going to have to do myself. And, yes, losing my truck was important, okay? Don't keep the toe but the truck. No. But I guess the good news is when I come back, I'll have a 13 speed, not an automatic, so it'll be good. No,
but you'll have a tow and a truck.
And you'll have a tow and a truck, yeah.
Tow and a truck. Thanks for pointing that out, Idella.
Awesome.
No.
Well, Renee, we haven't got to talk to you very much, so we're going to be sending your award with your shirt and your $500 Visa gift card. I only have a phone number for you, so if you could send me your mailing address or get it to Idella so we can send that out, and I'm probably not going to send it out till after the cruise. I might send part of it out, but the award is going to come on the cruise with us so that other people can see it because it's really pretty. And we want to see it.
Okay. I'll let y'all enjoy it. No. Well, thank y'all very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Congratulations. Well,
no.
I'm looking. I don't see Cheryl. Let me just make sure.
I guess you left
the
cat out of the bag then.
I have to tell y'all something kind of funny. I had first called in on my Tennessee number, and then I realized that you might not have that number, so I had to hang up and call in on my Texas number.
Yeah,
because
we were looking for a Texas number, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me announce. Everybody who's on the line now, if you want to get on the show, click 1 on your keypad. And this way, in case our last person is calling from a different number, at least I'll see their hand raise. But I'm not seeing it, Desiree. Was I not supposed to reveal that?
Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag now. If anybody can send a text or a Facebook message and have her call now, she's in Hawaii, so the time zone there is 6 hours behind where I am in Florida right now. I might have told her to call at 6:15 my time, but I don't remember. But if they're
telling her. We're waiting for you, Cheryl.
I guess we can go ahead and talk about Cheryl before she calls, though. Cheryl is the third recipient of the Queen of the Road Awards. She is the founder of the Ladies of Hawaii Truckin' Group. They have... she is a truck driver herself, but she formed this group. She's a lupus survivor. She's on the kidney transplant list, and she's plans all these events, and they go and do charity events. And, I mean, she's always doing something. She's always got something going. She's got so much energy, and she's waiting. She's had one kidney transplant already. She's waiting for another one now because her body began rejecting it the middle of last year. Donna, you probably have more of her bio, but when she gets on, maybe we can ask her more about what's going on with being on the wait list, because she started getting pretty sick. I think after Dallas, after the Dallas truck show, or maybe right before, she started getting really sick. We knew she was a little bit sick at the cruise last year, that she knew she might have to get back on the transplant list. And so now she's been waiting, and she has to do dialysis. And, you know, it's been – but I did see on Facebook that she's got a plant donator, and they're getting tested.
Oh, thank God.
So I don't know if there's any news on that. If somebody could send her a message or something.
Here she is. Here she is. I'm going to open her line. Is this Cheryl?
This is she.
Aloha.
We're talking about you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Congratulations. You are a Queen of the Road winner. How are you doing today?
God. I'm doing good today. I'm excited. Yes, thank you.
Good. We were talking about you, but you can talk about yourself probably a lot better than we can talk about you. Tell us about your story.
Yes, we want to hear your story, Cheryl.
My story about, well, my kidney?
Well, you can talk about your kidney. You can talk about trucking.
You
in your bio
lupus,
that was
and
written,
what you do.
It said that you started driving in what year did you start driving?
I started driving in 1988, the year that I graduated from high school. So I've been in the industry for over 25 years, in the trucking industry, in the office, repair shop, parts departments, and then driving.
And you started in the sugarcane fields in Hawaii?
Yes, I did. I started in the sugarcane fields, drove there for about a year and a half. I did more so the night shift. It was a crazy shift, but it was fun and it was awesome.
And when did you find out that you had lupus?
17 years ago. So I had it just after my daughter was born. My daughter was born in 3 years after my daughter was born. So my daughter was 3, and once we found out I had lupus, it took a long time for them to find out what I had, because at that time here in Hawaii, not too many doctors knew about the lupus and how to detect the lupus. So now that they found it, then they kind of knew what was up with the lupus and said, hey, you got lupus, you know. But still at that point in time, because I lived on the Big Island, the doctor would only come to the Big Island every 3 months. And so, my, you know, at that point, I was like, I can't wait 3 months because my my thighs were swollen, and it was just, I could barely breathe at that time. And so we made a determination that I needed to be closer to doctors in Honolulu, you know, of course. So we moved, we just packed everything, and we moved to Honolulu to get closer to doctors. And it was an ongoing thing with the lupus. It was so bad because they didn't know, they knew it was lupus. They didn't know exactly what type of lupus that I had. They didn't know that, of course, there's different types of them. Some affects your skin, some affects your liver, your heart. And so the lupus that I have affects my heart, my liver, and my kidney. And then eventually throughout the years, they said, okay, well, 7 years later, they said, okay, it affected your kidney. And then another it took 7 years for my kidney to just disintegrate kind of by itself, you know. And it took two kidneys, just not one. It damaged both kidneys. And then after being on the kidney, on the dialysis, I've been on peritoneal dialysis and hemodialysis for 7 years while waiting for a kidney because I had a type O. It took 7 years before they could even start looking at kidneys, you know. So that's how long the waiting list here is in Hawaii. And so after being on the hemo and the peritoneal dialysis, then I finally got a kidney, one kidney, and it took me up until last year, which was actually took, it lasted for 4.5 years. And when they give you a kidney, they don't promise you, they can't promise you a time on how long the kidneys are good for, but they tell you that it's normally good for 10 to 15 years. Well, mine's only lasted 4.5 years. And anyway, yeah, so it only lasted that long. But I am on the back end of the kidney transplant list for another kidney. And right now, I think, what we did different this time than last time, and I'm saying we, me and my transplant team, last time I did not go on a living donor list, which makes a big difference. And I just waited for a kidney the last time, and the last time took 7 years to look for a kidney. Being that waiting for a deceased donor, that's what I had marked, and I didn't know any difference at that time. So I marked that on my kidney list, and that's why I waited 7 years. Now, this time, they can't, as you go on, you kind of learn more about it, and you kind of say, well, what else? Is there another option that we can do? I don't want to wait another 7 years, and now I'll be almost 60 by that. I don't want to wait another 7 years. So I said, I want to get one like now, soon, you know. So they said, well, the next thing you could probably do is get a live donor. And what I did was I used my social media, and I got all the answers by the transplant team. And by using the social media, I put a lot of photos out for a type O kidney. And I had, I think, 25 people came back and said that they wanted to help me, you know, try to be a donor. With that said, I think maybe three or four people came in close to what they needed. And I think they have one right now, and I think the one should be real soon. So I'm kind of excited to see, and I don't know who it is. And, of course, they never got back to me, so I'm kind of nervous and excited, yet can't wait. I just can't wait for it. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
So our wow. Our award pales in comparation to getting the kidney award. Yeah.
So you have an award and a kidney.
I know, right? So I'm excited.
So tell us about the ladies of Hawaii Truckin' and some of the work that you do. And you did get to go back and drive, but now currently you're not really able to do that.
I think I'm just trying to get everything together right at the moment. I could drive part-time, and I was kind of hoping to get it back into the part-time and doing just the sand runs, which basically the sand runs are real easy. You know, it's from one pier to the dump site. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'm kind of hoping to do is go back and do that. But for now, we have the Ladies of Hawaii Trucking. And what we do with that group is we educate the children. So we take trucks to elementary schools or outings that we have. Like they have fundraisers at elementary schools. We we take the trucks there and just educate the children that women truckers are out there, you know. We also, we still do our charities, which is the Lupus Foundation and the American Cancer Society. And we have our calendar that we take and we sell, and that's how we get our funds for our supporting groups.
That's great. You are just a go-getter.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to congratulate you. I can't believe how much you do and all the challenges. You do it through the challenges. And I have a feeling that with all you do, the charity work and the driving and the just very involved with helping other people, that I think that is kind of helping you in a way. I mean, it gives you a positive attitude, right? I mean, I know when you really have some pretty heavy duty issues, I think it physically helps you to help other people.
Yes, it does.
I mean, that's just my own personal belief.
Yes, it does. I honestly feel the same too. I mean, I know that sometimes I go through challenges that I don't think I'll never ever make it over this hump. But with the ladies group and focusing on the ladies group or just trying to focus on one thing, I did. I mean, it's pretty awesome to do, you know. And I think just, you know, being true, honest to yourself and just do what you need to do as a woman, especially out there in the men's field or trucking field, you know, you just need to be the best.
And the other thing too is the support group, and I happen to know you have a lot of people lifting you up in prayer, and people can't forget the power of that either. So you know, we're just so happy. That interview you did with Alan, I love that interview. Isn't that great?
I always go back to it and I listen to it and I quit, but I like it. But I cringe. But it's all good. It's a learning experience, you know. I look at it
that
as
was from the cruise last year. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And Cheryl's
wonderful.
Coming on the cruise this year, so hopefully this year we'll have the opportunity to like all sit down and talk again and
Yes. And this time we have I'm bringing one of the other ladies, which is awesome because we're gonna have her. I'm bringing her on from the Ladies of Voice Trucking group. Her name is Deanne Costa Ayres, and she's you're gonna love her. She's awesome.
Well, we can't wait to meet her, and we obviously cannot wait to see you again.
Yes.
We had such a great time. Cheryl was my roommate last year, and she's the best roommate that you could possibly have, for sure. I actually hit the jackpot on that one. We're going to have a really good time this year, and Cheryl's actually, I think, going to be the only award recipient that is coming on the cruise, but we do have the ceremony nonetheless, and we have others that are attending read the acceptance speeches. So all of the winners, if you want to write an acceptance speech, we'll have a volunteer read it, and we will have it on the video for our YouTube channel. Road Pro, again, is sponsoring the Queen of the Road Awards, and we got somebody in the background there.
Yeah, let me see if I can,
I hear a goat or a lamb in the background. I don't know what that's all about, but somebody's on
that's
a farm.
Not me. That's not I'm in the country, but I'm not at
the farm.
It's an old goat.
Desiree, I should go through some of the highlights of this cruise.
Go over that? Because we just got a couple more minutes, and we got six more minutes. So why don't you just go over the highlights?
Just review everything.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
So we have the New Orleans Bon Voyage Party. That's May 19th. And we're going to meet at the Old Absinthe House on Bourbon Street. And there'll be a historical walking tour if you want. If not, you just hang out at the Absinthe House. That's the 19th, and that's at 5 o'clock. And then the 20th, time to board the Carnival Dream, 7-day Western Caribbean. Then there's the gala event welcome mixer that following day on May 21st, and it's sponsored by Ackerman and Tillageff. And I wish everybody could see the pictures. I'm on the website. There's going to be lots to drink and hors d'oeuvres and open bar, open food. And this is where everybody gets to meet one another. And, you know, it's really a fun time. We were on it last year, and I really enjoyed it. Then you go out to
sea. We're
going to
miss you this year.
I'm going to miss you guys, too. I don't want to talk about it. Cozumel, and then Belize, and Thursday, Mahogany Bay. And here's the speakers. We've got Paul Taylor of Truckers Justice Center, and he's going to be talking about, whistleblowing, and I'm sure he's got other things. We've got Kim McDonald of Road Pro Family of Brands, and they're also the sponsor for the Queen of the Roads Awards. And I believe she's bringing with her Carolyn O'Byrne, right? And
yep.
Carolyn will have a few words to say about trucker health. And we've got Craig Ackerman. He's going to be sending in his video. And he's going to be really explaining a few things, including federal preemption and this Denham Amendment that I just kind of quickly, quick summary of it, but he'll get in the depths of it. Also, we've got about 25 articles. If you guys want to learn about the Denham Amendment also, and you like to read on your own, just type in the search bar on askthetrucker.com, Denham Amendment, and there's about 25 articles up there. Then we have Joe Hovestall of Lone Mountain Truck. He's going to talk about the diesel particulate filters and what you need to know about them. So, these emission controls are designed to clean exhaust emitted by the vehicle's diesel engine, but there's certain things, you need to know about them, and he's going to explain all about that. He's from Lone Mountain Truck. And we have Dennis Bridges of eTrucker Tax. He's also going to be sending in a video. And he's going to tell you with the new tax law everything that you need to know, because there's some things people are totally confused about. It's helping some, not helping others. So, and all these videos will be up on our YouTube channel. Then will be professionally done, the highlight video from Tex-O-Matic. He's going to be doing that, and everybody kind of knows him and James Crowley. Then we have the Queen of the Awards ceremony, May 26th, and you get to, see all these wonderful awards and listen to the bios of all these wonderful people that are going to be honored that night. So you guys, I know you're going to have a great time. Let me look at the time here. We have 1 minute and 28 seconds left, Desiree. What do you want to say?
Well, I just want to say after the Queen of the Road Awards, we're still going to have our final conference with Christine Lohman from Emway. We're not owner-operators, make 98%, and she is going to talk about how to book your own loads. That's where I'm leased on to, and I book my own loads. I'm just leased on to them, so it's a for me, I can have them book it for me, or I could book it myself. And she's going to talk to us about how you can book your own loads. That's where we're going to have our chocolate covered strawberries and our red velvet cake and double chocolate cake. And it's going to be really nice. And that's where we're going to have the giveaways and the raffle. We have the raffle link up on the website for the quilt. And some other beautiful items that have been donated. Sonia Tucci donated stuff. Michelle Kitchen donated stuff. We got some really nice things. Road Pro's bringing some giveaways. We have a scavenger hunt that Michelle's putting together. So it's going to be really fun. Can't wait.
Well, it was a great show tonight. I'm so glad we got to talk to all the winners. and most or some of the honorable mentions. But congratulations, ladies. You guys are just incredibly awesome, all of you. So, okay, 10 seconds. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Desiree,
can't wait to see everybody.
Thank you. Congratulations to everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.